cold with rain changing to snow flurries tomorrow. High today will only creep up into the upper 30s. Low tonight in the upper 20s and high tomorrow in the upper 30s. Saturday's outlook a little warmer, but with a chance of showers. Probability of that rain, freezing rain or snow is 40% for tonight, 30% tomorrow. In Lexington, the record high already, 38 degrees and cloudy skies. It exceeds today's expected high. In Louisville to the west, 38 also, very light drizzle there. And we ask you, if you're heading out of the house, you better take a heavier coat than you usually get about this time of the year, because it could get nasty later on today. Okay? Okay. The complete state and local weather brought to you by Pinchback, Haller, and Volkswagen. 2200 Oxford Circle in the Cardinal Valley. Well, weather aside, how do you feel about pickup trucks, and baby ducks, and Tom T. Hall?
I love little baby ducks. And
storyteller himself, I shouldn't call him old, the guy's fairly young, Tom T. Hall from Kentucky, who's going to win himself a whole bunch of Grammys again this year, it looks like. Grammys coming up March 2nd, by the way. We'll keep you apprised of the categories and who's nominated for what and see what happens. Should be a good one. 38 degrees and cloudy skies in our time, in our town, and the time is, wing, at the tone 7:52, as we join the mild-mannered but ever resourceful and ever lovely Captain Tag Veal, heartthrob of all America, in his Eye on the Sky traffic report, brought to you as a public service by First Security National Bank, big enough to bend a little. And Captain Tag, I understand that Steve York's standing by to give us a little hand, right?
That's A-Firm. Just talk with him. I'm over on Broadway right now, just off Red Mile Road, and boy, just turned right, turned back southbound. Traffic coming from Clay's Mill area right on into town is pretty well bumper to bumper here and slow moving. And Steve-O was also telling me that over on Waller Avenue going toward the university now between Broadway and Limestone, very, very heavy. He reports also that Cooper right now is, of course, it's active, but it's looking right well, so we'll recommend that to you if you have to use it. Here's a fella pulling right in front of me. See, I saved his life. I didn't clobber him, Daniel.
Good for you.
Okay. And I'd much rather be in a helicopter, man, I'm telling you, than be out on the road, because I see what you poor folks have to put up with every day. And you might keep those lights on a little while, because the old fog is still hanging in there. Hey, Daniel, one thing let me say right quick.
Okay.
Jimmy Young called me yesterday.
Uh-oh.
And he said, well, he said, now when you're flying, said, I want you to do me a favor. He said, somebody stole our groundskeeper's truck with Red Mile Road on it, Red Mile on it, and it's kind of a water tanker type thing, and so we've been looking for it in a helicopter. I don't know if they've painted the name out or not, but anyway, if any of you see that truck, you let me or Jimmy know, because we've got to get it back for it. Looking right now at Mason Eadley, we're in pretty good shape. If you want to use Mason Eadley to come on over on Broadway, why, do so. I'm going on out. I think I'll go out to Clay's Mill and then come back across that way. And before I leave you, around Nicholasville Road, that's heavy at this time. And if you're on Broadway southbound making a turn onto Clay's Mill, you will have a wait at the traffic signal of some 8 to 10 cars. Your Eye in the Sky, Captain Tagville, returning you to my Valentine, Uncle Daniel.
Oh, you thrill me, you devil. Okay, the Eye in the Sky traffic report has been brought to you as a public service by First Security National Bank. Big enough to bend a little.
Want to improve your home? Then nail down a First Security loan. Anything that adds lasting value can be financed with a First Security property improvement loan. Do it yourself or use a contractor. Either way, we'll back you. Make an addition, remodel, replace the roof. Change your house to exactly what you want instead of changing houses. You can get a home improvement loan at any office of First Security National Bank.
It's 7:54 at the Big 59. You know, with the rainy and cold weather we've had over the past few months, that can play havoc with that roof over your head that you've worked so hard to provide for you and your family. Well, get a hold of Don Cornett and Company of Lexington. He can restore or replace that roof completely if need be. Don is a complete, you know, thorough worker when it comes to home remodeling, repairing, or building of any type. It might not be a leaky roof, and maybe a mother-in-law coming to stay forever. All right, you need an extra bedroom in the attic? Fine. Get a hold of Don. Don Cornett, your total remodeling and repairing company. How about that build-on garage that really doesn't serve as a garage, but sort of a catch-all for tricycles and old boxes and things like that? How about converting that into a beautiful family recreation room? Dormers in the attic, a rec room in the basement, a newly remodeled kitchen and bathroom for mom, whatever it is, get a hold of Don Cornett. 255-1000. Let him come out and plan and estimate your job. Don Cornett, the company that fills any and all of your home improvement needs. Call him today, 255-1000.
February, heart to heart. Let's beat the big one, heart attack. One Kentuckian dies from heart disease every 28 minutes. Last year, over $62,000 was given in Fayette County. This year, let's do a bigger part for heart.
Heart to heart. Let's make it a heart-to-heart situation. Look in your heart and give to your heart a association.
Give and give generously. It's really a gift of life.
This week, the brand new Wheeler Pharmacy, located in the Gainesway Shopping Center, is celebrating their grand opening. Be sure to come by and join in the festivities as you look over Lexington's newest and most complete pharmacy. There will be free balloons and gifts. Register for a Sony portable TV. Look over the fine selection of cards, candies, gifts, and cosmetics, and receive a $1 discount on any prescription needed. Wheeler Pharmacy is open from 9 to 9 on weekdays and from 11 till 7 on Sundays. Wheeler Pharmacy in the Gainesway Shopping Center.
Okay, a little bit soupy, murky, and dangerous out there, right, Stan Cook?
It's getting pretty bad, but the good thing about it so far, we haven't had any reports of accidents. So
amen,
I guess everybody's doing a good job driving this morning. And we'll take a look at that, Dan, in just a few minutes, along with Governor Ford in Frankfort. First, this is WVLK Lexington. This news is presented by the electric cooperatives, which operate without profit in order to keep electric energy rates within reach of more than a million Kentuckians. As we said, it's still quite foggy this morning, but so far no accidents been reported. Metro Police would like motorists to be very careful on the roads this morning. Vice President Gerald Ford gave an optimistic outlook last night while addressing himself to the energy crisis. The Vice President spoke to the 5th District Lincoln Club banquet in London, saying he was confident that Americans will solve the energy dilemma.
This administration, with the wholehearted cooperation of the American people, and it's one of the most magnificent displays of voluntary cooperation we've seen, will solve the energy problem on the short haul and the long pull.
Vice President Ford also praised the Nixon administration for its achievements in foreign policy. He said history books will note President Nixon's repeated success in foreign affairs. 2,200 people turned out to hear the Vice President's speech yesterday.
Speaking for Kentucky's Association of Rural Electrics, Louis B. Strong, Executive Vice President and General Manager.
The Rural Electric Cooperatives of Kentucky are non-profit electric companies. It costs so much to provide electric energy to the thinly settled countryside that profit-making operations would price electricity beyond the means of our users. The rural electric cooperatives of Kentucky are consumer-owned, so we think as consumers rather than as utilities. From our beginning, we have advocated efficient use of electric energy to keep costs down, and we've been telling our members specific ways to save electricity. Our efforts alone cannot solve the entire energy crisis, but a big dent could be put in the problem if we all work together to avoid waste. We'll save money and buy time to work our way through the crisis. That's what we tell our 1 million members. We hope you'll join us, even if you're not a user of rural electricity.
Late yesterday afternoon, a trucker was shot while unloading his cargo at Burnside, Kentucky. The state police say he was transferred to the UK Medical Center here in Lexington. He's been identified as Kelly Burton, and he's reported to be in satisfactory condition. 7:59, here's Captain Tang, view for the traffic.
On Clay's Mill Road at this time, and traffic very, very heavy on Clay's Mill inbound toward the Broadway area. Please use caution around the schools with the school children this morning in the fog. It's hard to see them. Drive with caution. Your eye in the sky, Captain Bagville, returning you to our studios.
This news has been brought to you by the Kentucky Rural Electrics, which operate without profit in order to keep electric energy rates within the reach of a million Kentuckians. The forecast this morning, mostly cloudy and colder today. Cloudy and cold tonight with a chance of rain, possibly beginning of snow or freezing rain. Cold with rain changing to snow flurries tomorrow. Today's high in the upper 30s, the low tonight in the upper 20s. Right now at Lexington, a very light drizzle and 38 degrees. It's 8 o'clock, time now for ABC News, brought to you by Second National Bank.
News. news of the hour on the hour from American Information Radio. This is George Engel from New York, and at this hour, the Nixon administration spells out new federal regulations to safeguard the privacy of people accused of crimes. Details from correspondent Vic Ratner in Washington.
The Justice Department admits it drew up the new proposed rules under orders from Congress. The new regulations are designed to make it impossible for people outside the judicial system, credit bureaus, employment agencies, and the like, to gain access to criminal arrest records in federal and state computer banks. Among other things, the new proposals order inclusion in those computer banks of what happened to a case after arrest, whether the charges were dropped, whether there was a conviction or acquittal. And the rules provide for sealing those records when there is a not guilty verdict or if the case doesn't come to trial for 5 years. Vic Ratner, ABC News, Washington.
Help for the Hearst family. That story coming up.
Tomorrow's bank statement is here today. Second National Bank's exclusive new UNA statement will show you your financial picture in one glance. Your checking, savings, certificates of deposit, and Christmas Club will be individually summarized each month on our new UNA statement. Soon we'll add mortgage and installment loan information to give you all six of your banking activities on one easy-to-read sheet. There is no charge for this special new service from Second National Bank. It's available to all our customers who request it. UNA Statement, the all-on-one-sheet bank statement, is so modern, so easy to read, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. Get with it. Get details at any of our six convenient offices today. Get UNA Statement from the bank that believes putting you first makes us second.
Second National Bank. Second National Bank.
Member FDIC.
More people are volunteering to help in gaining the release of Patricia Hearst. A coalition of Berkeley, California activist groups has offered to act as mediator between the kidnappers and the Hearst family. Mrs. Hearst says more than $1 million has been donated to help pay the ransom demand of about $400 million worth of food for her daughter's freedom. The president of the California Council for Older Americans said his group won't accept the food demanded by the kidnappers. In San Francisco, the Reverend Edward Pete made this statement.
We feel that any effort to distribute food on the threat of violence is contrary to the way we go about things.
Pete says the main thing is to get Patricia Hearst back safely to her family. Novelist Alexander Solzhenitsyn says he's uncertain about his future. His friend, German author Heinrich Böll, says it's doubtful Solzhenitsyn will remain in West Germany. But Solzhenitsyn will not even speculate about his choice of a home in exile while his family remains in Russia. The prospect of renewed Arab oil shipments to the U.S. is under debate. Correspondent John Cooley has that story in Beirut.
Egypt's President Sadat may be finding hard going in his efforts at the Arab summit in Algiers to ease the oil embargo on the United States. Arab diplomats here in Beirut think King Faisal of Saudi Arabia is inclined to go along with Sadat, but is getting strong counter-arguments from Syria and Algeria, who are attending the conference, as well as from Kuwait, which is not. The Algerian government newspaper, El Mujahid, says lifting the embargo now would be dangerous for the Arab cause and would appear like surrender to American threats. John Cooley, ABC News, Beirut.
The Wall Street Journal says the Federal Energy Office will ask oil refiners today to step up production of jet fuel. Some major airlines have complained of short supplies. The Journal says the Energy Office may ask Congress to scrap the allocation system for crude oil to ease shortages of gasoline and other petroleum products. A flood of dangerous gas now under control in South Plains, Texas. That problem began last night when a hose carrying liquid fertilizer into a storage tank sprang a leak, forcing the people of South Plains to scramble 3 miles to safety. Six people have been hospitalized with ammonia burns. President Nixon plans to speak at a hospital dedication in Miami later today, possibly to plug his health care proposals. This is Information Radio News.
And this news is brought to you by Second National Bank. 38 degrees, cloudy skies at WVLK Lexington. Time now, once again, for another Eye in the Sky traffic report presented as a public service by Southern Bell Dairy. Southern Bell refreshes up your day, and here's your Valentine boy himself, Captain Tagville. Captain?
Okay, Daniel, listen, I had a report over the monitor, and it was very bad reception, but on Waller Avenue, and I think the location is in the area of Limestone, I don't know if they've got a fender bender with a bus or what the problem is, or if it's just broke down, but the way that I read the broadcast was that there might be a fender bender on the Waller location as you go across toward Limestone. So if you can avoid that Waller area, I think you're going to do yourself a favor anyway, even if there's not an accident there, because it's very, very heavy and slow moving, as we reported earlier. looking at limestone right around Malibu, Stone Road, that area. Traffic's moving along fairly nicely. Clay's Mill, though, was real active. Clay's Mill is pretty slow moving. A lot of you folks using Clay's Mill, you might do better if you come up by Stone Road, make a right turn on Stone Road, intercept limestone, and limestone come on in that way. But we're at about the peak of our traffic now, so things are going to be a little bit slow moving, and our record is pretty clean. We just haven't had any reports of any accidents, barring this one, and I hope that that's not one. Just maybe a breakdown there or something of that nature stalled the vehicle. But keep that in mind. Once again, I'd like to reiterate that the children are out this morning, and they're extremely hard to see with this fog. The school guards are out trying to direct the traffic, and they, too, sometimes are a little bit hard to see. So if you're moving around the area of a school, I want you to use just double caution. We've been lucky with that type thing, and we certainly don't want any accidents involving any of our children or the guards in these locations. So just keep doing like you're doing. I think we're going to be okay. We'll be out here for a while and passing along what information we can. Hope we can help you to get to work safely but on time. So be back with you in a few minutes. Ryan, the Sky Captain Tagfield, returning you to our studios.
Thank you, Tag. Along this side, the Sky Traffic Report has been presented as a public service by Southern Bell Dairy. Southern Bell refreshes up your day.
You know, as most kids drink milk at some time during every day because their family recognizes that milk is an excellent source of all five nutrients which help maintain good health. And when you pour a large glass of Southern Bell milk, if all you see is just a glass of milk, then look closer. Southern Bell milk is a food with high-quality protein your body needs daily. There's never an energy shortage at your house when you use Southern Bell dairy products.
Southern Bell Dairy, refreshing up your day.
All hit music.
Watcher, and here comes one now. Well, whatever they do. That's the Ocasins from way back in the Dark Ages, and solid gold music for you. 809 at the Big 59. This is WVLK, the home of Charlie Tuna, who talks to the stars about love and rock and roll. This morning, starting at 10 o'clock, go until 4 this afternoon. Super show. You'll be listening.
I'm a traffic cop in Queens, and I heard some awful screams. I thought it was a holdup from the sound. The noise kept getting greater, but there was no perpetrator. It was just O'Brien's muffler as it scraped along the ground.
Gotta get to Midas, gotta get to Midas. Take your car to Midas and get your muffler fixed.
I run a chicken farm in Maine, and nothing's been the same. Since a muffler on my pickup give me trouble. My hens went into shock, they have a mental block. They can't lay eggs no matter how they struggle.
Better get to Midas, better get to Midas. Take your car to Midas and get your muffler fixed. Well, the guys are specialists.
Last year, Midas installed over 2,600,000 mufflers. We're specialists. We have to do a better job.
International Mineral and Chemical Corporation wants to hire you. Yes, a new division of the International Mineral and Chemical Corporation, Phosphate Productions, located in Bartow, Florida, has created opportunities for 150 people. This is an excellent position with an established company offering good pay, paid vacations, training programs, paid life and accident insurance, plus hospitalization. Excellent promotional and overtime opportunities are available, and Phosphate Productions is an equal opportunity employer. If you're interested in an excellent working opportunity, a position with Phosphate Productions may be available to you. An International Mineral and Chemical Corporation representative will be at the Family Inn in Winchester this week. The Family Inn is located across from Britt's Department Store in the Winchester Plaza. Be sure to investigate this excellent employment opportunity.
Bounce with the best from the Big 59. During the basketball tournaments this season, WVLK will be giving away 16 Junior Pro Goals and red, white, and blue basketballs. You could win your very own Junior Pro Goal and basketball free. Just send a card to WVLK with your name and address. Mail cards to Basketball, WVLK, Post Office Box 1559, Lexington. You may be bouncing with the best.
That's happy little thing called Pepper Box by, of all people, the Peppers, and it's 814 at WVLK. Thank you, Stan Cook. You just brought me in the temperature reading. It's been staying the same all morning. 34, oh no, I'll take that back, 34 degrees now. Foggy skies. Foggy everything right now. And downtown Lexington, pretty murky, not as bad as it has been, but nevertheless, we ask you to drive with extreme caution. You've had a great record so far this morning. Kentucky College basketball last night. Kentucky Wesleyan over Bellarmine College, 100-84. Kentucky State took Tennessee Wesleyan, 78-71. And Rio Grande of Ohio, or Rio Grande of Ohio, whichever, over Pikeville College, 93-81. Tonight, Louisville will be at Memphis State. Berea will travel to Georgetown. Transylvania will be at David Lipscomb. And Union at Cumberland. College ball across the nation. North Carolina State took Davidson last night, 105-78. Maryland over North Carolina, 91-80. Providence over Holy Cross, 105-87. Kansas State over Kansas, 74-71. And South Carolina beat Georgia Tech, 82-73. In the ABA, Kentucky victorious over the Denver Rockets last night. The Colonels, 119. Denver, 115. Indiana Pacers beat San Diego, 128-119. New York Nets over Virginia, 123-117. And Carolina beat Memphis, 111-104. Four games in the ABA. The New York Knicks over Chicago, 89-80. Buffalo beat Philadelphia, 129-106. Capital Bullets over KC Omaha, 89-87. And Seattle took Boston, 118-100. And there's some sports for you. Captain Tagg is standing by, as we said. He is down on the ground this morning. It's just as well. If he's down on the ground, let us hope that Morris Polk of Greensboro, North Carolina, is not up in the air. It seems old Morris brought his single-engine Piper to an air, or what he thought was an airport. It turned out to be Linwood Avenue in Somerset. That's true. He thought it was the Somerset Pulaski County Airport, and he landed right in the middle of Linwood Avenue in a subdivision. He was not hurt, and nobody was hurt, thankfully. And the only damage was to some mailboxes. But old Morris, if you're listening, we don't want to see you around here too much. Good grief. I imagine he made a mistake. He thought it was the airport, so he set it down. You think Tag could be flying over Chevy Chase some morning and think it was? No way. Let's check in with Tag right now. This Eye in the Sky traffic report brought to you as a public service by Bomer Flying Service, Lexington's largest and most convenient charter service. Tag, you know where the airport is, don't you?
Yeah, it's on the east end of town, right?
Tag?
Mm-hmm.
Tag?
Yeah.
You want to run that by me again?
Airport. Hey, Dale, there's more airports in this town, or used to be, that, I've graduated up and I can get some of the old ones, like the one out on the Newtown Pike and the one where Metathorpe used to be. See, you didn't even know there was one there.
I did.
Metathorpe right on the old airport.
Really?
Yeah, that's right.
Hey.
As a matter of fact, old Uncle Charlie Lindbergh landed his airplane there one time, and the hangar that Bomer Flying Service has now is the hangar that the Spirit of St. Louis was in the night before it made its flight across the ocean.
Good grief. I remember that. Now, you gave Mr. Lindbergh his flight instructions, didn't you?
I gave him some of it. I didn't really solo him, but I gave him some of it, smart aleck. How you doing, Dad? Okay, boy, listen, we still got some heavy traffic on. Oh, not heavy, but a number of cars moving on Page Creek, inbound toward the downtown area, Chevy Chase. Pretty active out there still this morning. And, of course, the fog's not helping a cotton-picking thing, and it's going to be around for a while. So I think suffice to say that you better give yourself some extra time this morning. Looks like it'll be about another, wait, cars are moving around. Looks like another 30 minutes before things start to get halfway normal. But accident-wise, man, we're in great shape. Nothing's come over. Looks like we're doing great on that score. That was just a bus that I gave you a few minutes ago over on Waller that had just quit running on them. They got it fired up again, so they've left the area now. So Waller ought to be, you know, if you want to use it, go ahead and take your chances out there. Outside of that, Dal, nothing to report. And I hope we can get up tonight. Maybe the fog will be gone by then. If we get a little rain or snow, that's not going to give us too much of a problem. So we'll be looking for you. Until then, you're eye in the sky. And I wish I could think of something smart to say about J.J. Jordan. Captain Tankfield returning you to my Valentine and your Valentine, Uncle Dan'l.
Bless your little cotton socks, Uncle Tag. Yes, J.J. Jordan will be joining Tag this afternoon. And J.J. Jordan starts at 3 till 6 right here on the Big 59, WVLK. And this Eye in the Sky traffic report has been brought to you as a public service by Bomer Flying Service, Lexington's largest and most convenient charter service.
Bomer Flying Service, Lexington's largest charter fleet, offers you the fastest, most convenient, and most economical way to transport passengers or cargo to any destination that's FAA approved. You pick the time of departure and return, and Bomer will comply
comply with your needs. Your safety is assured with all equipment meeting or exceeding FAA regulations, and often the charter price is less than that of airlines. For the utmost in convenience, economy, safety, and speed in transportation, it's Vomer Flying Service. Call 255-9447 for an appointment.
We serve you the friendly way to save you money every day. Check you out without delay at Food Town.
There's lots of parking and it's free.
We serve you with courtesy and sell only quality at Food Town. Famous brand names, tried and true. Better service in everything we do. Some stores try to save you more on names you never heard before. We're the brand name store, Food Town.
Ready to save money at Food Town on items like these? Fisher's All Beef Wieners, 12-ounce package, 79 cents. And New Green Cabbage, 12 cents a pound. Shop Lakewood Food Town in Flemingsburg or Thompson's Food Town in Nicholasville. To save money, shop Food Town, the home of low prices.
You'll feel at home each time you stop.
Meet your friends while you shop, so why not start at the top? Food Town.
Shop Staten and Wingate Food Town, now open in Mount Sterling. We'll be right back.